Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. The year was 1958, and on this day, November 12, the Barbados Advocate published statements about the social and infrastructural progress of Barbados. These statements were made by Mr. J.E. Marnham, head of the West Indian Department A of the Colonial Office. He gave kudos to the authorities for the widespread developmental strides that were being made in terms of the number of projects on which they had embarked. While on the island, he met for talks with the Premier, the Honorable Dr. Hugh Gordon Cummins, and other officials, and visited a number of projects and institutions. Making mention of some of these developments, he lauded the tremendous value attributed to the Police Training Center and observed that in his travels to the other islands, he was aware that the help it provided to the other police forces was greatly appreciated. Mr. Marnham also commented on the work of the teachers' training facility at Erdiston and described it as a first-class job. He further praised the project being carried out at the soil conservation facility. He said that he was very interested in that work, which sought to bring that bit of land in the Scotland district back into cultivation. He also noted the obvious need for a new hospital and hoped that the government would soon find a way to bring this to fruition. However, in his familiarization tour across the region, Mr. Marnham remarked, quote, "From the point of view of Barbados schemes, the most important was the deep water harbor." He added that it was a pleasure to see a wall coming out of the sea after all the long years of discussion and planning. Mr. Marnham knew that the construction of the Deepwater Harbor would be instrumental in increased economic activity for the colony, as improved facilities would attract new shipping business. Those infrastructural improvements, observed by a senior colonial office official and reported on this day, November 12, 1958, would lay the foundations for an independent Barbados 8 years later.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.